Mark your calendars for Saturday, November 9th. There's going to be a really cool event in our community. It's at Chapel of the Cross on East Franklin Street, right downtown Chapel Hill. It's going to be an evening of song and poetry beginning at 7 p.m. on Saturday the 9th, featuring a couple of spectacular people. Grammy-nominated vocalist Nina Freelon will be providing the song, and the poetry will be provided by North Carolina Poet Laureate Jackie Shelton Green. It's all to benefit a terrific cause in our community, Club Nova, which has been a nonprofit helping people with mental illness for more than 30 years. We're joined on the phone right now, and I'm really excited to talk to her by Poet Laureate Jackie Shelton Green, who again is going to be one of the performers on the 9th at this event to benefit Club Nova. Jackie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity to celebrate and foster this amazing event that's happening with Nina Freelon, and I am so excited. Nina and I go back many, many years, and of course, I am also a big fan of her music and a big fan of her life. It's just an incredible woman, and Club Nova is an organization that is so dear to my heart. I've served as a board member. I've worked on their capital campaign. I have actually facilitated writing retreats with the Club Nova members. My family goes to like a lot of their social events. So this is a wonderful opportunity for Nina and I to help this wonderful organization that contributes so much to our community by making available so many programs for people living with mental illness.
And this conversation sponsored by Club Nova. This might be going back a ways, but do you remember when you first got connected with Club Nova in the first place?
This is 2019, mm-hmm. Probably more than 15 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, maybe 20-some years ago.
How did you?
We have a family member who lives with mental illness, and Club Nova has been a major partner in helping us to ensure that our loved one is receiving very high quality services, advocacy, and support on a daily basis. So my involvement is pretty significant, and we're pretty immersed in that community.
And I think a lot of people in this community know Club Nova. They know the thrift shop. They may not necessarily know all of the different programs and initiatives and opportunities that they offer. So what are some of those?
So they help people return to work. There's a great work program that I know they facilitate. Their career path, you know, partnerships where they're working with local businesses to involve Club Nova members in the community as working, contributing citizens. There are many artists at Club Nova. There are many musicians and painters. I mean, amazing visual artists and young people who are singing and great writers. So like any other community and any other nonprofit that's working with social concerns around ensuring that people have the highest quality of life, it's all of those wraparound services of making sure that counseling and therapists are available, helping people when they happen to be hospitalized. Club Nova is always there. They provide housing. I think you know that in the rear of the Club Nova building, there's wonderful independent housing that's been there for several years for people who also attend the thrift shop. So the thrift shop is managed and run by club members, as well as people are in the clubhouse answering phones and preparing meals and planning, you know, the nutritional meals every day, coordinating activities. So it's just wonderful to see all of these services that are available to help people remember that they can be independent and that they can be curating what their lives look like on a daily basis.
If you're listening out there, you want more information about Club Nova, clubnova.org is the website. Go there and find out more. And you can also head to that website to get information about how you can get tickets for this event that we're talking about. Again, Saturday, November 9th at Chapel of the Cross at 7 p.m. Chapel of the Cross, right downtown Chapel Hill on East Franklin Street next to Moorhead Planetarium. It's an evening of song and poetry featuring Nina Freelon and Jackie Shelton Green, North Carolina's Poet Laureate, who is our guest today. So I want to talk about the event, but before I do, I've also got to ask, what has the experience been like serving as Poet Laureate this last year?
Oh, funny you ask. I'm sitting at a rest area right now, right outside of Silva, because it's raining too hard to continue driving. I've been on the road for a few days. Coming from Greenville, South Carolina, where I was facilitating a workshop and keynoting a conference, and I've been at Western Carolina University and City Lights Books. And every week I am traveling the state of North Carolina, expanding the literary arts and encouraging community members to tell their stories and be more intentional about how we show up and our creativity. So it's been fabulous. From rest homes and universities to community colleges to high schools. I'm everywhere, public schools, private schools. It's been amazing, and I am very, very proud and humbled and honored to be the ambassador of literature and literature and literacy for our state.
How have you been able to see your work and these opportunities change people that you work with?
Day before yesterday, I worked with a group of young students from a charter school in the Silva area, and very troubled young men, young Appalachian men. And the teacher said she was blown away by how involved they were, how attentive they were, how they really wanted to do the writing exercises. They shared their life stories with me, which were pretty sad, and yet they understand the power of writing. One young man told me, writing has saved my life, and I know it will continue to save my life. So I see every day these opportunities where I'm opening doors just to empower people to protect their voices, to allow their voices to show up in public spaces. And really, it's really powerful to work with individuals and communities where they feel like their stories, their lives, their voices are not worthy to be heard in a public venue. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to see that magic happen when I tell a story about my own writing or read a poem, and people can see themselves inside of that poem. And that's what it's all about for me, is poetry being that magical bridge that we can all step onto in all of our otherness and in all of our differences, and find the common ground or the connections where our humanity speaks to each other. So that's been the magic. And when I tell you, it's been across some serious boundaries of race, class, gender, age, religion. That's who we are in North Carolina. And it's been wonderful to see all of us come together in the name and the spirit of writing.
We're speaking with Jackie Shelton Green, again, North Carolina's Poet Laureate, and she's going to be one of the guests at an evening of song and poetry, which, again, is going to be Saturday, November 9th at Chapel of the Cross in downtown Chapel Hill. It's all to benefit Club Nova, terrific cause here in our community, which we've heard about. You can get more information at clubnova.org. So as we wrap up, tell us about the event that's going to be happening on Saturday the 9th. What's it going to entail? People go to the event, what can they expect to experience?
Well, they can entail having yummy cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. And Nina and I are putting together a format of poetry and music, where Nina might be singing some of my poetry. Mm-hmm. But I've also written a poem specifically for Nina and her husband, Phil, who we lost recently, which mm-hmm. has been just a huge loss to our state, our community, and our world. So we may or may not perform that, but certainly we are considering it. I'll be reading poetry. We'll be doing some fusion of poetry and music, and then there will be some spaces, some interludes of Nina's amazing voice, and then my wrapping that in poetry. So that's what that evening looks like. We hope that the audience will be interactive and enjoying the music, and maybe folk will dance, who knows. But I know it's going to be a very engaging, vibrant evening.
It sounds terrific. I'm looking forward to it. Again, it's going to be on Saturday, November 9th, Chapel of the Cross on East Franklin Street, all to benefit Club Nova. Nina Freelon and Jackie Shelton Green will be there. It's absolutely not to be missed, and it's for a wonderful cause here in our community, Club Nova. Speaking with Jackie Shelton Green, and before we wrap up, anything else that people need to know about the event, about you, about Club Nova?
Well, it's a great package of coming and being civically involved to support the amazing work of Club Nova and people living with mental illness, and to help us continue to provide those services while engaging with, you know, I'm having so much fun having conversations with the Poet Laureate and people, you know, across the state, and especially in my home communities of the Triangle. And then you have the amazing Nina Freelon. So, I mean, you've got Nina Freelon, Jackie Shelton Green, if I would say so myself, and you're doing a good cause for Club Nova. So please come out and join us. I look forward to those conversations and hugs.
And again, clubnova.org for more information about Club Nova. And you can also go there to get more information and buy tickets to this event. It's an evening of song and poetry, 7 p.m. on Saturday, November 9th at Chapel of the Cross, downtown Chapel Hill, featuring Nina Freelon and Jackie Shelton Green. Jackie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.